Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited Investor Update Conference Call hosted by ICICI Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Abhijit Mitra from ICICI Securities Limited. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, operator, and good afternoon to all the participants. Thanks for joining in. So we have today with us, from Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited, CMD, Vice Admiral Narayan Prasad, and Director of Finance, Mr. Sanjeev Singhal, to discuss about the latest business updates and to take any incremental questions that participants may have on the business. So without further ado, I hand it over to Mr. Narayan Prasad for his brief opening remarks, and then we can open it up for the Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you, Abhijit. Very vibrant. Good afternoon to all of you. It is indeed a matter of great honor, pride and privilege for me as Chairman and Managing Director of Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited to welcome you all to present the credentials of Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited and particularly about the current developments which are there. As we all are aware, in a historical perspective, Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited is the oldest shipyard in India, with inception in 1774, incorporated in 1934 and taken over by the Government of India in 1960. MDL is the only shipyard in India to have built destroyers and two different types of submarines for the Indian Navy, and is also one of the unique shipyards in the world with such diverse range of products. As you all are aware, from the time it was taken over by the Government of India in 1960, MDL has built 796 vessels, including 25 capital warships and 5 conventional submarines. The first warship built by MDL was commissioned into the Indian Navy in 1972, and the first submarine way back in 1992, which demonstrates our resolve towards Atmanirbhar Bharat and Make in India initiative since that time. In commercial sector, MDL has built about 631 vessels comprising cargo ships, supply vessels, water tankers, tugs, dredger, fishing trawlers, barges, etc. Besides all these, we have also built 63 offshore platforms, 3 process platforms, and 2 jack-up rigs. Out of these 631 vessels I have mentioned just now, 243 vessels were exported to Mexico, France, UK, Iran, Yemen, Mozambique, etc. MDL has completed modernization and upgradation of its facility to contemporary world standards with virtual reality lab, product data management, product lifecycle management, modular integrated construction, which enables MDL the capability and capacity to construct at any point of time 10 warships and 11 conventional submarines simultaneously. As you all are aware, and which we are going to discuss a little more in detail, MDL presently has a robust order book of over ₹49,744 crores, which comprises of 4 in number Project 15 Bravo Destroyer, 4 in number Project 17 Alpha Stealth Frigates, and 6 in number Scorpion Submarines. And in addition, we are also undertaking medium refit and life certification of a conventional submarine which we have built. We have a very strong future outlook as per the Maritime Capability Perspective Plan of Indian Navy and the Coast Guard, which essentially comprises of Some bids which we have already submitted to the Indian Navy and the Coast Guard, it is valued at about 2,800 crores and it essentially comprises of construction of 3 KJ training ships, 18 fast patrol vessels and 12 air cushion vessels. Besides that, in a medium horizon, we also are expecting and going to submit our bids for 7 next generation offshore patrol vessels, which itself will be about 6,000 crores, 7 next generation corvettes, some high-speed landing craft, a polar research vessel, and a survey training vessel, and also an acoustic research ship for NPL Kochi. These all will be another about 15 to 20,000 crores. So what I told you, in a short horizon, we expect something for about 2,800 crores. In medium horizon, it's roughly about 15,000 crores. I also just want to sensitize you that on the export front, we also have bids which we have submitted to two different authorities, that is Argentina Coast Guard and the Suez Canal authorities, which almost are pegged at about 1,800 crores. Now, coming to big ticket items which are being talked about every day in the media is a very large value project, which is construction of 6 conventional submarines, which is called P-75I, in which MDL and also Messrs. L&T are designated as strategic partner. This is valued right now at about 43,000 crores. And we have got a 5 technology OEM partners from 5 different countries. Having looked at the performance of Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited, and all this while, the conventional submarines for the country has only been built by Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited, we are very, very confident that we would be able to get this particular order in favor of MDL. Another big ticket item in the long-term horizon is about another 50,000 crores, which is the construction of 5 new generation destroyer. And as you are aware, the destroyers for the Indian Navy has only been built till now by Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited. It is proud for me to state and conclude my statement that the major capital warships, the cutting edge of the Indian Navy, which are based in both Eastern Fleet at Vishakhapatnam and the Western Fleet at Mumbai, are straddled with all the orbits and the products which have been produced by Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited, which essentially comprises of 3 stealth frigates, which are Shivalik class, and another 6 destroyers, which we have produced, which are Delhi class, and also Project 15 Alpha. Besides, the 3 submarines under the current Scorpion program and 2 submarines from the previous SDW programs of 1992 are still being operated by the Indian Navy. Now, I will be in a position after the introductory phase to take all your individual questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Bhagesh Kavalkar from HDFC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
So thanks for the brief on expected order pipeline from the Indian Navy. Just one more query on this, sir. We have built conventional submarines in the past, German one as well as the French one which we are doing here. But now Navy has started talking of investments in nuclear submarines, and that's here, with the DRDO being an old agency. What role can our shipyard play in that project, sir?
A very apt question. I must tell you that before I left Navy and have taken over as the chairman managing director of Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited, rank of Vice Admiral, I have also steered the strategic program of the Indian Navy as one of the project director, and was closely associated with the construction of the first nuclear submarine, which is Ariane. In terms of the role which possibly could be played by Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited, in a limited public domain, it is known that the first land version of the nuclear submarine, which is at PTC Kalpakkam, a very large portion of that has been built by Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited. It is out of the public domain, but since you have brought in this issue, I would like to share with you. So, as far as the conventional submarine is concerned, we have built end-to-end, this means right from the point of contract conclusion till delivery, including all the trials, all transfer of technology, all indigenization of equipment, we have perfected ourselves in two different programs. But MDL has not been engaged in the strategic program because we are quite overburdened with our own current programs which are running right now.
Okay.
But we have already taken up the case with the Government of India. Now that there are large number of opportunities which are coming for SSM, you must have heard that there is a likely construction of 6 in number SSN.
Yes.
These are the strategic submarines with a nuclear propulsion but without carrying the nuclear warheads. The whole program is pegged at about 60,000 crores. And once the government gives a nod, we have requested the government that we have all the apt infrastructure and facilities in conjunction with the DRDO. We can also fully engage ourselves like what Mrs. L&T does right now to construct this particular submarine as well.
Okay. We also offered our help for the program. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, sir. Thanks for this clarification.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star then one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Siddharth Gupta from Voyager Capital. Please go ahead.
First of all, congratulations, sir, on your fantastic set of results. I have two questions, sir. So you mentioned the P-75I project worth 50,000 crores and the 5 new gen destroyers project, which have been built only by MDL till now. So my first question is with regard to over what time period is this order flow going to come in, and what is our expected profit margin on this? And the second question is with regard to the company's dividend policy. If I'm not wrong, about a year and a half ago, the DIFM came out with a policy which mandated PSUs to pay out dividends every quarter. Would that be something that the company shall be following subsequently, or would it be following the pattern it has been doing till now, like an interim dividend and a final dividend? Thank you, sir.
Okay, first we will take the question in the reverse order. I will request my Director of Finance to take your question on the dividend policy, which MDL is conforming right now based on the government policy which are there.
Yeah, good afternoon, everybody. With respect to our dividend policy, we continue to be governed by the government guidelines in this regard. What was just stated by you with respect to quarterly dividend payment, we are also aware that this discussion was there last year, although nothing has come in black and white till date. However, whatever DIPAM requirements are there and any directives, if they are there with respect to quarterly dividend payout, we will be making quarterly dividend payout. Till date, no developments are there on this front. So we presume that there could be an interim dividend in between and a final dividend. However, if any changes are there, we will follow that.
Okay, now coming to your rest of the set of questions which were there, particularly with respect to the conventional submarine under program project 70 P-75I and the new generation destroyers. Now, the first one which is being talked about is Project P-75I submarines, which is pegged at about 43 to 50,000 crores. We expect the RFP to come out in the first week of July, and they are going to give about 4 months' time for the bid submission. What you are interested in, when will this contract get concluded? So the initial estimate is basically based on, it's a very complex program in which there is a field evaluation trial of a new technology called Air Independent Propulsion System as well. And as you are aware, all the five technology partners or the OEMs are located in five different countries. So this will certainly take certain amount of time. My estimate is that from now, this means from the date, the first week of July, the RFP is out. You can safely presume these contracts are likely to be concluded within a horizon of about 2.5 years to 3 years. Because there's a very deliberate and very detailed procedure before these contracts are concluded. There's going to be a session of benchmarking, and there is going to be a session of a very large amount of these five OEMs evaluation. It goes to the different bodies at the government level and all. So if you add from first week of July 3 years, that is where we are looking at the contract conclusion awarded. And the timelines which are there for the first vessel to roll out is about 8 years, the first vessel. And every 12 to 15 months is going to be the subsequent vessel. So that is the program for all the six submarines. And as regarding the other program that we talked about, New Generation Destroyer. Now this New Generation Destroyer is at a conceptual stage, but it is a part of the Maritime Capability Perspective Plan. It's again a mega program costing at about 50,000 crores. So if you look from now, another about 3 years to about four and a half years, that is the time when they're going to take out the, I would say, RFP, and another about one and a half years from there on is the likely contract conclusion. And these are the time frames, but I can only tell you for sure that while the time frame for these projects look to be very prolonged, the current order book of Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited, which is pegged at about 49,700 crores, is going to take us to that particular level fully occupied. And at no point of time, there's going to be a dearth of an order. And in between, in case we win smaller order books, which I just now mentioned, it is going to be another big challenge for all of us to execute. This means our order book is always going to be overfull. We are also trying to migrate into certain other verticals. For example, all this refit and maintenance of the submarines and the ships which has been built by Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited. As you are aware, we are already doing MRLC, mid-life and mid-refit and life certification of a submarine that we have built, that is pegged at about 1300 crores. We are expecting another submarine somewhere next year to come for us, come with us for a refit, and a large number of ships for the refit. So that's going to be another vertical. We are already handling right now the refit of couple of Coast Guard ships. So these all revenue generation is going to be an add-on income as far as we are concerned.
Right. Thank you, sir. And if I thank you so much, sir. Thank that really clarified my question. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star then one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Deepesh Agarwal from UTI AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. So my first question is, if we look at historically in most of the competitive bid-based projects, Navy splits the project between L1 and L2 player, L1 taking 4 ships, L2 taking 2 ships at the L1 price. In P-75I, do you think this is possible, or this kind of a mechanism is not possible, as both you and L&T would be tying up with different technology partners globally?
Thank you very much. It's a very pertinent question, and it is doing a lot of rounds in the media, because the concept of a strategic partner has not been clearly understood. But I'll just put you in the right, put the entire thing in the right perspective. Right now, there is an RFP for which a Defense Acquisition Council has given some approval. We are not sensitized completely to this particular DSE. But what we understand from some of these sources, what Navy and the Ministry of Defense is conceiving right now, that this entire contract for construction of all the six submarines would be given to one strategic partner. That is between Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited and Mr. L&T, who both are very potent partners. It could be given to any of these two particular partners. But as I have talked about, the timelines for delivery is from the time of contract conclusion. The first vessel comes only 15 months later, and subsequent vessels are 12 months. In the current geopolitical scenario, in case the government wants that the threat perception in the Indian Ocean and the South China Sea is so pronounced, they need some parallel production of these vessels in a shorter horizon period. Such concepts could also be conceived. I can't rule it out. But whatever the case may be, if the government decides, we are fully geared up to go along with that particular program, and we will accordingly align ourselves. It's a very, I mean, as you have asked me this question, it possibly could be a possibility.
Okay. And given the high cost, it again makes sense to give it to one player, because your learning curve will not come into picture if you give it to two players.
What you have told right, there are different compelling reasons which the company has got right now, the nation has got right now. It is presumed that Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited certainly has been building this conventional submarines. But Mrs. L&T also has played a very pivotal role in another class of submarine, and they are also a very strong contender. So at any point of time when the government decides that we can join, there could be a cross transfer of technology to quickly build the submarines, we can examine those possibilities, and that is a huge potential. We will not be able to rule it out completely. If the government decides that there could be a transfer of technology besides from the outside partner, also from MDL, we can look at those kinds of opportunities also with a very, very open mind.
Understood. And sir, this contract would be entirely fixed price contract, because historically there has been a lot of cost escalation in such projects. So how you will bill for such cost escalation?
Sorry, could you please repeat your question once again?
Is it a fixed price contract?
So historically, we have seen these contracts, the cost is increasing or the cost escalation happening, because you don't know what would be the final specs. So this would again be a fixed price, or there would be an element of some cost escalation?
As you are aware, it's a high value project and it is on a competitive bidding. So it is
right.
No more a nomination basis where all those elements come into play. That there is a variable cost and there is a fixed cost. These are coming on a nomination projects which are executed when MOD nominates a particular shipyard. So they determine ki what is going to be the pricing policy and what is the profit policy. So they have brought in those elements under the ambit of 8% of profit. That is on a nomination basis. But in a competitive bidding, all the competing shipyards have to compete and has to create an own margin of profit. So at this point of time, we can only tell you that P-75I is a competitive bidding. What kind of a profit we will embed would also, as we move ahead, it will be very, very crystal clear. And it is suffice to say that it has got a potential to give you a profit margins which are certainly better than what is in nomination cases.
Understood. And sir, my last question is, recently some of the private players actually tested the fuel cell based air independent propulsion systems for submarines. Would Mazagon have a similar offering, or how this impact Mazagon's positioning?
In the background of project P75 India, the one which we are talking about right now, there are two mandatory technologies which are being talked about. One, that it should have an air independent propulsion system. The second one, instead of the lead acid conventional batteries, it should have the lithium ion batteries. Now both these two aspects have been developed in bits and pieces only by few limited countries. One such limited country, and I would say, is certainly one of the technology partner, which is DSME South Korea. The other one, to certain extent, is TKMS Germany. But in bits and pieces, all the other three players out of the total five, they are also claiming that given an additional time frame, all these three companies like NG France, Rosbrown exporter Rubin, Russia, and the third one, which is Navantia, Spain, they would also be able to develop and offer this product to the Indian Navy. But this is all based on the time what they are going to take. What Navy expects, in a very, very limited time, they want that these products are already fitted on a sea-going platform. That is what I understand from the RFP which is going to come out right now. It should be already fitted on a platform, and by and large, their respective navies should have been operating such platform. So that brings the entire thing to a very, very close windows. Very few guys who qualify for these ones. In terms of developing these technologies in India, like there are a lot of guys in private sector who are coming with a lithium ion battery, but the submarine batteries are of a higher capacity. Smaller players are there. So we are also getting in touch with these companies to try and develop this particular thing within India. Similarly, as you are aware, when it comes to air independent propulsion system, our DRDO laboratory under the Ministry of Defense Production, Ministry of Defense under Secretary DRDO, one of the labs has already done a land version trial of indigenous air independent propulsion system. And they are also, in due course of time, very confident that they would be able to roll out an APES package which is purely indigenous. But they have their own timelines, and those timelines may not meet for the ongoing program. So there's another program that the Scorpion submarine which we are building right now, they have to be subsequently converted into an APES pitted submarine. So they would be replaced subsequently by Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited by taking this particular thing from productionized agencies government indicated by the government of India for indigenous APES package developed by our own laboratory. So that is another program, but transferring of technology of APES may not happen, but lithium ion battery is a very much possibility.
Okay, okay. Thank you, and good luck for future tenders.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star then one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Viraj Mithani from Jupiter Finance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Congratulations on the outstanding numbers. Am I audible, sir?
Yeah, please go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, sir, my question is regarding your retrofit about submarine which you spoke about right now, about say 1300 crores which you got an order. Can you expand the future of this business, and what level it can be in next 4-5 years, could be like some vision on that?
I can only share with you that we built three number AGW submarines way back in 1992 onwards. These submarines are very much in operation right now by the Indian Navy, and the one which we are doing it right now, this MRLC, what you call medium refit and life certification of one of the submarines, is from the similar cadre. Now, we already have more number of such submarines, and as and when they fall due for this so-called MRLC, which comes at a periodic interval, they will all come to Mazagon. By and large, they will come to Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited, and that is the one of the very strong revenue generation system. And roughly they are going to be priced at the same range, which is about 1,500 crores each submarine for this MRLC. And the duration it takes would be about 1.5 years to 2 years. Now, even the submarines which are presently being built by Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited, as you are aware, Scorpion, out of 6, 3 has already been delivered. And the first was delivered, is all about 2 years old. So at due course of time, for a periodic maintenance and support, they will also come to Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited only for different kind of a refit. And each of these submarines, when they come for a different refit, they all will be on a similar order values. This was the submarine portion. Now, as regarding ships are concerned, as you are aware, Indian Navy has got dockyards and the repair yards across all different eastern and the western coast. So a very large number of short refits and medium refits are being undertaken by the Indian Navy by their own resources. But each of their resources presently getting overwhelmed with the number of assets what they. So all these assets which are going to be undertaken outside the realm, is a very large portion of that is going to come to Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited. And even for the Coast Guard, as you are aware, we are already handling refit of three Coast Guard ships, one already being undertaken, and two, we have already become L1 and the contract is awarded.
Okay, so my next question is, what would be the margins on this refit? Would be higher than the production, shipbuilding, the submarine building margins?
Yeah.
Can you give me the margin?
Everybody wants to migrate into maintenance and refit because the margin levels are far higher there. So in case we are looking at nomination basis ship repairs, in the overall spectrum, the government gives you 8%, but at the end of it comes to about 4.8 to 5% after doing all the deductions and everything. In the repairs and this thing, these margins would be in the order of about 12 to 18%.
You're talking about the operating margins, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so EBITDA margins would be, and the PAT margins around 7-8%. It's fair to assume that?
Yeah. But I would like to clarify that this would always depend upon the competitive scenario at any given point of time. Even if the tender is issued on a competitive basis, but a good number of players are not there, that definitely leaves the room for a better margin. If the competition is very significant, then with a view to back the order, the margins need to be compromised. So these issues will always be there depending upon what kind of a repair or refit is being discussed about, what kind of a vessel it is, how many competent bidders are there for that. So there cannot be a fixed benchmark with respect to the margins.
It would be fair to assume that if the submarines are concerned, we are the only player in India as of now, as we speak, for repair and refit.
Okay, when it comes to building brand new conventional submarines, Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited is the only shipyard currently. But when it comes to repairs and refit, what Navy has done, in a very holistic manner, all the Russian origin submarines, what we call them 877 EKM class, and we have about 12, 13 of these. Now, these submarines are largely undertaken for MRLC, similar kind of a program, in another shipyard where complete infrastructure facility has been generated, and that is at HSL Vishakhapatnam. So all Russian origin submarines would go there for MRLC, and all non-Russian, this means the German and the French origin, what we have built ourselves, that will be coming all to MDL. There is no other player in this.
So, sir, my last question is that it is fair to assume that whatever products we manufacture in future, there is a fair chance that we'll get a service business from that product. So, we'll get a second revenue stream would be service after the delivery of the product, say submarine or something.
Yeah, there's a fair good possibilities of such things to happen. And in fact, there is some sort of a policy also under discussion at different levels in the ministry that such opportunities should be given to the shipyard who has built these platforms.
And definitely it has a competitive advantage also, even if at some point of time these are offered on a competitive basis, the yard which has rolled it out has a competitive advantage in terms of technology, in terms of spares, in terms of database being available. So those issues okay. will also be there, which go favorably towards the yard which has actually rolled it out.
And so my last question is that do we have a capacity to do retrofit and repair given such a large order book size? So can we manage both? Is it possible? Like suppose we get one more submarine for say another MRLC. Can it be managed by the Mazagon Dock?
I told right in the beginning of my talk that presently after the upgrade of the infrastructure and facilities, Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited currently has a capacity to build or repair or to maintain 11 submarines and 10 ships simultaneously. Presently, we are building 8 ships, so you have an additional capacity for 2 capital warships, and we have got 11 submarines capacity, and presently in our hand is only 3 numbered submarines and 1 MRLC. So you have got so much of a capacity already available with MDL.
And in addition, as far as the refit and repairs are concerned, they are considerably shorter duration. So this cannot be, the facilities are not occupied that long, what is taken by the new builds.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for patiently holding. We have the management reconnected. So we proceed to the next question from the line of Abhijit Mitra. Please go ahead.
I think the line got disconnected. So the incremental development that has happened since the last call has been this postponement or putting on hold of this greenfield capex of 2000 crores. I think if you can address that, and also what's the plan with the 37 acres of land which MDL holds adjacent to Navasheva. So any thoughts on that, and what would be the revised capex guidance over the next couple of years?
As we are aware, this Nava land, which is about 50 nautical miles across the channel with a deep water frontage, is a beautiful facility and is with Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited, and it is planned to develop a greenfield shipyard in that particular theme. But as what has been maintained, we have a fairly large amount of capacity which is already there in the mainland of Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited. The above notwithstanding, as we progress with the visibility of the order books as per the maritime capability perspective plans of the Indian Navy, the moment we come closer to that and we know for sure that if some facility has to be, like we need a deep graving dock or a ship lift facility. Now, right now, we are trying to surmount all our constraints with the existing facility which is there. But should there be a very clear-cut visibility of the order book, we will straightway launch ourselves to inject funds onto those programs and build up a greenfield shipyard with a host of, workshops and storage facility, and it will come into play. So when we say a 2000 crore investment has been temporarily shelved, it is just been kept out there for a short period of time, because in the recent time what has happened in this COVID scenario, the government is also facing a huge financial crunch and their defense outlay is also facing a little amount of issues, and the current thought process which is going on in the Ministry of Defense is that whenever there is a greater visibility of their capital investment, like you would have heard about that, they are also getting into some mode of a lease, building ships and submarine through a lease mode. It's another opportunity which has been created for them under various scheme of ship building and submarine building. So the funds availability with the Navy, and they are coming with the RFP and the indications coming to us, would dictate that what are the programs which are coming for which I have to certainly create those facilities. And as I have told you, the new generation destroyer, which is about 50,000 crores, but it has got a distant visibility. If that is what is going to come in the way, earnestly we will start pumping money there because we have the funds to try and develop that into to meet all the requirements. But I would also at the same breath share with you that we are also trying to look for ki can we meet these requirements by alternate source of like we have got a floating dry dock which comes at a far shorter or far smaller infusion of funds and some more technology. So we are examining entire thing which is where the land is a class one in which complete ownership is with MDL. In case we don't develop into immediately into a greenfield shipyard, we are thinking in terms of utilizing this land for some more business purposes. And as it is, as we are talking now, there's already one, a commercial vessel which is already tied alongside and undergoing some maintenance for which we are generating revenues. I have finished, and if you have next question, you can ask me.
Yeah, thanks. That's also my side. Sorry, I was on mute. Yeah.
We take the last question from the line of Parimal Mithani from Credential Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah. Can you hear me? Thanks for the opportunity. Hello.
Please go ahead, yeah.
So this is regarding a nuclear submarine, which you mentioned in your opening remark that you were part of the thing. So is it safe to assume that Project 75 Alpha that is currently being under construction phase by Navy Shipbuilding Center, you are going to be instrumental in that program as well, sir? Or it's safe to assume that?
Could you just rephrase your question once again?
So you mentioned about the nuclear submarine that you are going to be a part in it in terms of construction of the nuclear submarine. So is it safe to say the current program which is being run by the Government of India, by the Navy Shipbuilding Center, you'll be a part of it also?
What I mentioned here,
yes,
that in case the government wants us to get engaged into this and we have staked a claim that we have the infrastructure and facilities of a similar type what Mrs. L&T has got.
Okay.
If you have some idea about the strategic vessels construction program, which is not brought into a general public domain, but suffice it is to say that right now Mrs. L&T is ingrained into this one.
Okay.
They make certain hull which is put onto a barge from Hazira in Gujarat and it is towed to SBC center at Vishakhapatnam and further it is brought into a different kind of a shape and there are 100 more agencies which are involved into different kind of a construction phase including Bhabha Atomic Research Center and things like that.
Okay.
So the kind of program in which L&T is involved, if the government at any point of time wants our support, our involvement, capacity and capability-wise, we both have adequate capacity and capability to meet the nation's requirement.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you. Thanks for the clarification. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference back to the management for closing comments. Over to you all, members of the management.
I'll just conclude by saying it's been an excellent interactive session. Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited, as we're talking today, is poised at a very good pedestal and has all the capability and the capacity to deliver platforms for the Indian Navy and the Coast Guard or any other agencies. And having seen the buoyancy in the defense market in terms of the current requirements of conventional submarines and certain destroyers and all, and having known that Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited has been the lead player in this particular field, we are very confident that we would give all the support facilities to the government of India. Whatever opportunities come our way, we would be able to honor all of them. And every target of Indian Navy, Indian Coast Guard will be fully met in terms of our delivery. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of ICICI Securities Limited, we conclude today's conference. Thank you all for joining. You may now disconnect your lines.